Sugar House resident Mark Unruh says he doesn't understand the council's decision.
Our representative laid out multiple reasons why this does not make sense, but it's not wanted by the public, not wanted by even a lot of the local businesses down 11th East, and yet they're going to play politics and run it down there anyway.
The motion was adopted with the understanding that Phase 2 construction will not begin until all potential impacts on the community are considered. The City Council intends to bring together a group of residents and business leaders in the area to examine how the streetcar line could affect the neighborhood. Some concerns include making sure 1100 East can safely accommodate emergency vehicles and bicycles alongside the new streetcar. Councilwoman Jill Remington Love said the process that led to this decision was long and thorough.
After listening to planners and experts, after visiting Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver to see their streetcar systems up close, after talking both by phone and in person to small business owners in these cities, I believe we need to get to work on the next link.
Love noted every extension of tracks in the community has faced opposition.
Fearmongers, but courageous public officials kept moving forward. Our community has been well served by those decision makers.
Councilman Charlie Luke has long supported an eastward expansion to better serve East Bench residents. But in the meeting, he proposed terminating the line at Highland Drive until a citywide transportation plan is adopted. That motion failed.
Unlike my colleague, Councilwoman Love, I do have concerns with the process. I do believe that there were a number of things that could have been done, that should have been done, to involve more city residents in this process.
The first phase of the Sugar House streetcar is slated for completion at the end of this year. It runs from the Central Point track station on 200 West to about 1050 East. Whitney Evans, KUER News.